Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Story Wars with the Story Warriors, Big J Okerson and Louis J. Gomez. What is up, New York Comedy Club, the new home of Story Warriors? My name is Big J Okerson. That, of course, is Louis J. Gomez. Make some fucking noise in here, please, would you?
I'm very excited. Another sold-out show here every Wednesday night here at the New York Comedy Club. So if you guys want to come out, get those tickets in advance, because we do sell out every week. Everyone seems very excited to be here. What a great crowd, great energy of this crowd. People are packed in here like sardines.
What a great audience.
What a great night.
We always ask this at the beginning of every show, how many people here are familiar with the game Story Wars?
How many people are not familiar with Story Wars? More people than you think. There's a decent amount of people here that don't know why they're in this fucking room, and we don't know why you're here either.
It's about to be your favorite game you've ever experienced. So, what do you say, if you don't understand the show or it's your first time, we'll explain it as soon as we get our esteemed panel of comedic contestants on the stage. Our first contestant, everybody, you know him because he's a writer on The Impractical Jokers. He's got a special Don't Let Me Down available right now on YouTube. Make some noise for my good buddy, the hilarious Mike Fenoya.
Mike Fenoya, very happy to have you back on the show. Have you been practicing in your absence?
Yes, I have, Lewis.
Great.
I've been lying to everyone. How are you?
The way I live my life.
I just lie and stare.
Yeah. Our second contestant and competitor coming to the show, making his Story Wars debut. You know him from his amazing podcast, On the Gate, right here on the Gas Digital Network. Clap it up for Gio Perez.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Last but not least, our final contestant. Actually, I'd say at ground level, when this was still just a little routine we would do on Legion of Skanks, this guy was a big supporter. Oh, yeah. Always loved Story Wars. From the History Hyenas podcast and his special property owner available on YouTube, how about some noise for the great Giannis Pappas in the house?
Hey, gentlemen.
Giannis Pappas back on the show. Never won before, but very competitive. Loves the game. Loves the show.
I really shouldn't. I should be disqualified from this show. I've lost so many times. Yeah. I don't belong here.
Damn, Giannis. Me and Giannis go so back far.
We go back
a long way, man. Yeah, we're both black comedians. Young black comedians.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
The three of you look like a Beastie Boys cover band.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
I'd be thrilled with
that. We look like former rappers from the 90s who now had to get day jobs.
I make the gas face when people don't even ask me to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the artist / manager of the group.
Yes. Yes. Because I look the most Jewish is what you're saying.
Yeah. That is for sure the case. If you are unfamiliar with the game Story Wars, it is your first time listening at home. It's a very, very simple game. Everybody on this panel, all five of us, including Lewis and I, have submitted 3 to 5 stories on one particular subject. Tonight's subject, Lewis?
Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Because it is Thanksgiving this week, right, everyone?
Ooh.
Hey, we're all so ready for our families.
Alex, our lovely producer, is going to read 8 of those stories off 1 at a time. They are going to appear on this screen. If it is your story, you're the only person who knows that. It's your job to fool everybody that it's not your story. If it's not your story, it's your job to guess whose story it is.
Every time you guess a story correctly, you get 2 points. Every time you fool a person on the panel, you get 1 point. So when it's your story, you can get up to 4 points. It's a very crucial moment when it is your story. Crucial. Once you write your answer on the dry erase board, put the dry erase board in this little slot right here and remove your hand. That is your final answer. You can't change your answer. And I'll tell you right now, this is a ton of fun. Gio, you've never played the game before. It's a ton of fun. All these new people that are making it their first time here to Story Wars, you're going to have a ton of fun. But we don't play for fun. Jay, let them know what we're playing for.
Every year here, every week.
You're fucked up today, dude. You're flubbing.
No, it's got to be your bowl.
Every week here at Story Wars, we are competing for a book from the Story Wars library. Tonight's winner takes home Girl Wars, 12 Strategies That Will End Female Bullying by Dr. Cheryl De La Sega and Dr. Charisse Nixon.
Can we go back in time and give this to my son's mother?
Yes. Girl Wars dives into the hidden world of girl-on-girl bullying, the gossip, the exclusion, and social sabotage that can destroy confidence and friendships.
Oh, I didn't know it was hot.
Drawing from real stories and years of research, the authors show how these conflicts start, why they spread, and what can be done to stop girls before they turn toxic.
Damn.
Girl Wars, everyone. Girl Wars.
I can't wait for the illustrations.
I already read that book while I was locked up in jail. It's a fucking great read.
Oh, yeah. You should just learn how to play the acoustic guitar, bro.
I mean, the topic is Thanksgiving, and Gio's the only one who's been to prison, and he's spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
So any story where it's like, I ate a bag of Cheetos on Thanksgiving morning while...
Turkey loaf and ramen while I got butt-fucked by a guy.
It was so hard coming up with stories that didn't involve when I was in jail.
Yeah. So hopefully.
I thought he was going to say the butt fucked part. I've been butt fucked every Thanksgiving, it turns out. I think everybody who gets it is going to get it. Are we ready for war?
Come on, folks.
We are sold out. I ask again, are we ready for war? Without any further ado, Alex, please. Story number one.
Story number one. I threw up deer sausage at my ex-girlfriend's family Thanksgiving dinner. I pretended to cough into a napkin and hid it under the table on my lap. I continued to eat it and continued to gag.
Deer sausage.
Yeah.
I was like, Fenoy, you got some deer sausage vibes, my friend.
You do. I was going to say my first instinct was Mike on the deer sausage.
Mike, you also look like your favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
It's a pretty great holiday.
Yeah.
It's a good time for deer sausage.
Yeah.
I think I want to know where he was locked up, because that could be like a local meat. Like, contribution.
No, you're not allowed to eat sausage in jail. That's gay.
Yeah.
Deer? No phallic foods, I'd assume, right?
True story.
Off the table.
You're not even allowed to say sausage. You just call them AOs. You're not, yeah, I swear to God. AO sticks. Because you know when somebody says something gay, you're like, hey, yo. Yeah. Is this, so they call it AOs.
If you close your eyes, it's like we're listening to Sergio. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. You could have... taking the AO out and put sausage in there to trick us.
Yeah. That's
what I'm thinking. He's playing the game. Okay.
He wrote it in his work voice.
Two steps ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wrote in your white voice.
You wrote in your white voice.
Deer sausage could have just been your cellmate.
Yeah.
I threw up deer sausage.
I like how you guys think that they can afford to give us sausages in jail.
You think sausage is an expensive
food? Yeah, sausage isn't expensive, really.
For jail, it is.
I don't know.
I love me some sausage. I got to be honest with you guys. Yeah, I really do.
I don't know if I would.
I would. any size, any shape, I'll swallow them whole like aspirin. Yeah. I really.
Lewis also has got a bottomless throat. He never throws up on deer sausage.
That is true.
Yeah, but now that Lewis has been hanging out with Rogan, I got a feeling that, like.
Interesting.
He's doing some compound bow.
It's very possible. And, you know, Lewis could be enjoying elk more.
Yeah.
Because this is ex-girlfriend, so it's in the past. So Lewis was building up to practicing Rogan things.
I don't know, though, any girlfriend that Lewis had that would have had a family of, like, hunters or shit. It was always, like, trash girls who, like, eyebrows would come off in the rain.
Jay? Jay, you've just become the prime suspect to this.
I did date a girl in my, right after high school, girlfriend, that long-term girlfriend, definitely had a family that were, like, hunter, horseback riding people, for sure. Hmm. But I'm not, I wouldn't throw up deer sausage.
No, that would be a waste of food.
I don't think, yeah.
I don't think this is Jay. I use all my calories. I'm very efficient. My body works very efficient.
I also did, my son's mother was from, like, the Midwest, from, you know, their family, like, lived in the woods and had, like, cabins and went hunting and all that shit. So, yeah, that could be her, but it's not. I'll tell you right now, Mike Fedoya, you just got a vibe of a guy who would be dating some fucking woodsy bitch.
Yeah.
And her family was forcing deer sausage on you.
Yeah, that was our safe word.
And you're a nice, you're also a nice guy, so you would just continue to eat it and pretend that it didn't bother you because you're trying to be in with this person. Nobody else is doing that. Gio would pull out a butterfly knife and start threatening the family or something. I have no idea.
Do you only think bad guys are from Karate Kid 2? Now, it's the only time you saw a butterfly knife used in a crime.
Could anyone from the audience, could this be, like, could they submit stories? Because if they could, the guy right behind Lewis, I think it's his story. I think he might have submitted one and slipped it in there.
Who, Dennis Eckersley?
Yeah.
This guy's definitely had
that guy looks like he's got deer meat in the freezer for all winter.
That guy's definitely had a dance with a few different kinds of sausage, my man.
He was like throwing up deer sausage in game four.
That guy loves deer sausage. Yeah. He's not throwing it up.
I think with this one, you just go with the whitest guy on panel, right? Deer sausage?
So. Yeah, well, hold. See, Giannis now.
Yeah.
There's got to be Greek deer, right?
Of course.
We do not eat deer. It's you. We don't have deer.
It's you.
What do you mean? It's
your lip did a thing.
What is your most deer-like creature in Greece?
Lambs.
Lambs.
Yams. Lambs.
You do eat lambs.
We eat lambs.
You fuck lambs.
We fuck them too.
That's good sausage, by the way.
That's good sausage.
Fuck lamb sausage.
Depending on the harvest.
All right, I'm getting the vote.
I want to say Mike, but I do also I thought possibly Giannis. Definitely not Gio.
Mike Fenoy is my vote.
This isn't you, Lewis.
Nope.
You don't hang out with woods women.
I'm going Mike.
This could be Big J. Fuck.
That's what I'm thinking.
It could.
Because he threw the blame on Mike right away.
I also told you exactly, if it was me, who the girl is, which is a pretty balls-out move.
Now he's leading us into this, whatever this is right now.
You already voted. Doesn't matter.
I know. I'm bummed out. I don't want you to get points. I don't know why.
Let's see if Giannis is as dumb as you. Oh, Giannis, what are you putting in there, buddy?
I got Mike. I thought it could have been you or Mike, but I'm going Mike.
It could have been good.
Use the mic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Mondami wins, and ladies are getting bossy already.
Hey.
The ink isn't even dry.
It's not even dry. I thought it was.
Shut up, Alex. You call me.
Yeah.
It's Giannis or Mike.
I think it's fucking Lewis, dude.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
God
I
damn
do.
It. Now it's Mike.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Is it Lewis?
What?
I think it's fucking Lewis.
I was going to go for Jay, but then he wrote Giannis, which is the least, the last person I would think, so I think it's Mike.
The last?
The least.
No, I know. Like, no, but I say, really? I don't know.
Giannis votes Fenoya. Fenoya votes Giannis.
All right. Everyone's answers are in. Alex?
Story number one belongs to Giannis Papas.
You son of a bitch. You saw my eye twitch. Son of a bitch.
That's it.
Who?
I'm bad at story wars, man.
Yeah. Who was this gal that you were dating, Giannis? What was going on here?
That was Jessie Mae Peluso, Syracuse, New York.
That adds up.
Yeah.
She hit it with her Geo Metro on the way to fucking...
Everyone was all pilled up. I've been to fucking Syracuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Deer Heroine. Meets like filet mignon in Syracuse.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they go, next time I went there, they go, everyone's fucked up on fentanyl. And I was like, really? Why? They go, Pills got expensive.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
surprised they're not deer tenders.
So is there any more to this story? What happened with the family? They didn't notice you doing this, obviously.
At that point, I was like, I was really like anti-guns, you know? And I was very liberal.
This is before you owned a home?
Yeah, before I owned it. Before I became a property owner. Watch it on YouTube.
Before Ring doorbell.
Zoran became mayor.
Yeah.
So what happens when you buy a home and have a kid? You're like, as many guns as possible in my house, please.
Yeah. So, and her sister was at her half-sister's house, and they were like hunters and stuff like that. So we got into an argument about gun control at the table. It wasn't fun. Yeah.
That's why you threw up. You had agita.
Yeah. It was, deer meat's just gamey.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for idiots.
It's for, yeah.
Which I'm glad all of you thought it was me. It's for idiots.
Only,
well, no, the person throwing up the person in the story doesn't like it.
Yeah.
All right. A real deer sausage vibe.
I thought I was going to marry her.
One story down, Alex. Where are our points at?
All right. On the scoreboard with 2 points in second place, Mike Fenoya. And in the lead with 3 points, Giannis Pappas.
Let's fucking go.
All right, Alex, story number two.
Story number two. I went to an out-of-town family Thanksgiving. I was told to wake up early to take professional family photos. When we got there, I was asked to sit out of the pictures.
Oh.
That's so hurtful.
This could be the fucking origin story of a criminal. Gio?
Yeah, Gio was like, he wasn't supposed to be out of state, probably. And then when he went out of state,
in the pictures.
They told him, was like, yeah, you better sit out of those photos. You're going to get arrested.
Like, your ankle beeping is really ruining the vibe, dude.
Yeah, I'm already banned from Sears. I can't go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Professional family photos.
Trying to figure out whose family would be the most disappointed in them that they'd want to create some distance.
Also, professional family photos is a white thing.
Right.
That's not a Puerto Rican thing.
Even at Sears, it's not?
You didn't grow up Puerto Rican-y.
No, I was talking about Gio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That the person that wrote this. Wrote,
I believe that's what he means. He was talking about Gio.
They wrote the word family twice, so they're really hurt by this whole thing.
Yeah. Jay, how long has this getup been like your thing, the style?
Since Thanksgiving 96.
Yeah,
dude.
So then it could be Jay. It could
ever
be
since
Jay.
Picture day.
You've been drizzling anti-picture day ever since.
I mean, I really haven't changed besides from long hair to short hair.
Yeah.
Everything's sort of kind of maintained since I was probably 19.
So did you show up to a family picture professional photo in shorts and looking like you were in the band Sublime?
Sublime? I don't have dreadlocks. No.
Mm-mm. This could also be Fenoya, though. Fenoya, like, see, he looks very put together now. But Fenoya, people don't know this about him. He's like a Grateful Dead head. Like, you got to go back in the day. Fenoya probably had long hair. He stunk of weed. He was just wearing fucking no shoes and fucking garbage bag on his head or something.
You think garbage bag on the head is
garbage old? Bag on the head? Yeah.
Okay.
Hanging out in the shed making deer sausages.
Yeah. Your deer sausage grinder.
Yeah. Like old deer sausages here. Well, this is not me. I was beautiful when I was younger, and everybody wanted me in their pictures.
Did you have hair?
I had beautiful long hair.
Long hair, exactly.
Luscious.
Now, Lewis, I know it's not you, because two of your family members were dead, so they needed all the members they could get for the photo.
That's true. Or they'd be like, sit out of this picture. You remind everybody of your father.
Needed someone to be in the photo.
You make everybody sad.
No, my family was too poor to do professional family photos.
Right.
That just wasn't happening. I guess we did like at Sears or I guess,
I think when we were all kids, like everybody got like a round of their own. There's a picture of me as like a little kid sitting on like a fake log.
Yeah.
Like that. But I can't remember a professional picture I took either. Oh, me and an ex-girlfriend took some pro pictures together.
Seriously?
Gay.
Yeah.
Kmart.
Gay Mart, more like
More like Gay Mart.
Did my girlfriend in high school did, what were they called? Glamour shots?
Oh.
Remember, if you've ever done glamour shots, you are a
You're
stupid
fat.
Bitch. You're a dumb
You're fat,
fat
you've
stupid
never, you
bitch.
Fat, you never figured out how to do your own makeup.
You're fat bitch mom.
She got glamour shots? Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
Giannis. Sir. Yes, sir.
Giannis, did you go to Greece a lot for Thanksgiving?
Nope.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Greece.
You went back to the motherland for Thanksgiving?
Your lip did that thing again.
Oh, no. Yeah, officer.
Giannis, you ever go back to Mount Olympus for Thanksgiving? Sit with the gods? Hash it out?
We would have it sometimes in Astoria, sometimes at my cousin's house.
I feel like a professional family photos thing could be a thing in another country that we don't know about.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were saying more for like it's like Greek orthodoxy, like yeah. serious. Family's very important to Greek people.
Well, this
it's
is right huge. Before Christmas. People do like their Christmas family portraits probably. And this is what happened. I'm deducing. And that's just not what Puerto Ricans do. This is Mike Fenoya. Mike Fenoya showed up with a fucking bong in his hand. Stinking of weed, and they were
hey
like,
"Hey man, am I too late for the pictures?"
They're like, "Sit it out, Mikey."
It could be me.
That's it. I'm getting the voting going again.
It could be me. It also could be you.
Yeah. Well,
no, my family couldn't afford that shit.
Yeah, but
I don't think it would
town.
Be Greek people either.
I know.
I don't feel like they're very family oriented, and they're not going to leave them out the picture. Yeah. I feel like that's like white people shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a thing out there.
I don't think it's Jay because he's Jewish and Jews don't show up in photos. So,
right. The photos capture the shapeshifting.
Never thank
right.
We also never thank anybody. Me? You fucking jerk off.
I think it's you.
It's Big Jay or Mike.
I think
to
it's
me.
Jay.
Yeah.
It could be Jay too.
Yeah, it could be Jay.
Because I know you have family in other places.
Ooh.
And. I think that might be it.
Oh, yes.
My family's all in Philadelphia. What do you mean?
Don't you have stepbrothers?
Oh, no, dude.
Oh, yeah. Ohio.
Yeah, they could have been like,
take me.
They could have been like, all right, just our full kids right now. Not
yeah,
the
they were like, only our nuclear family. You can't really be in this photo. Right. This is not. We're not putting you on our mantle for the rest of the year.
We'll take an extra one just for you.
Oh, no, you figured him out. God damn it.
Jay.
Fuck Fenoya.
I'm just trying to go on his acting chops right now. I'm trying to see, read him.
Fuck, I think Fenoya's right. Big J, writing Mike Fenoya, ignoring all the noise and the clutter.
You want me to write J? Because you're ignoring all the evidence. You're like, I should vote for myself?
No, I listen to what I said. I said ignoring all the noise and clutter.
Yeah, I am.
Jay's pissed. He's not happy. And Fenoya writes Mike.
What? Giannis writes Mike.
You know what I mean.
Right back at you, bitch.
You got me last time.
Alex, all of our answers are in. I said Mike, but I think it's Big J now.
Story number two belongs to Big J.
Of course.
Overson.
Fuck.
God damn it. God damn it.
It's exactly what he said, right?
Yeah, one of you just told the story.
Gary's.
That was Lewis. Lewis said she told the story. I went to where I first started doing comedy. I brought a girl I was dating. We drove out to Ohio to do Thanksgiving at my dad's house. And he told me the next morning, he's like, hey, wake up. We're doing these family pictures. Everybody. It's my stepmother. That's where my stepmother's from, is there. So it's like, it's all her family. And we all went to some photo place. Not a Sears or something, but it was like this real like studio place. And they said that, and they kept bringing everybody up. And at one point, they called up the grouping. Like you just said, they were like, okay, now the Okersons, like fashion. And my dad was like, all right, come on. It was, I had two half-brothers that were little, and my stepmother. And I started to get up in front of my girl. I brought my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Then I stood up and started walking over, and my stepmother goes like, oh, I thought it was going to be like, our family.
Oh.
And I went, hey. And my dad was like, come on, Diane, don't say that. And I was like, nah, it's only cool. I actually don't want to be in pictures. My girlfriend biting her lip to blood not to laugh at me as I'm going. I mean, I'm walking in a circle. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't even want to know. Where do I sit? I don't care. Pictures are gay anyway. Humiliating.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's not humiliating. Read them points, Alex.
He did decent there.
You're more than welcome in all of our Thanksgiving pictures from now on.
Thanks,
dude.
Bro.
Love you, pal. I'd be proud.
All right. In last place with 0 points, Luis J. Gomez.
It's early, baby. Two stories down. I like coming from behind. It makes the story. It makes the story of my victory that much sweeter.
You like come on your behind.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on. We're trying to get YouTube monetization, Alex.
What, YouTube hates hilarious?
Tied for third place with 2 points each. Big J. Okerson and Gio Perez. And in the lead with 4 points, Mike Fenoya. Skip. Sorry, in second place with 3 points.
Yeah.
Giannis Pappas.
Disrespectful. Alex, story number three.
Story number three. I was smoking with my cousin in my car one Thanksgiving, and my aunt came out of nowhere, snatched him out, and beat the shit out of him.
Gio or Lewis?
Gio or Lewis, yeah.
Damn, what the fuck? Yeah.
Absolutely. Could it be both
now.
Of them? Yeah, could they have been together?
I'm his cousin.
Yeah, is one of you the cousin? One of you is the cousin.
I'm definitely the one that got beat the shit out of.
Yeah.
So this is what it's like when dubs cry.
Well, most of my family smoked weed, so it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, no one would be beating the shit out of.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could also be young.
14, 15, no, 16 years old in your car, I guess. This could be a young cousin. Could be a 13-year-old kid. You have no fucking moral compass.
Why'd you make up 16 years old?
Because yeah. In his car.
Yeah, where'd you get that number from? That's pretty specific. Is that how old your cousin was?
No. Hang on.
Yeah.
He's right. It defensive. Says, in my car. Doesn't matter. Still Lewis. But this is... Does Lewis have cousins, though? No one.
I have a billion cousins.
Yeah, they're just
Puerto Rican
cousins.
Yeah, I know. And that
everyone, I've got two cousins in the room.
Yeah.
You've got a floating garbage pile full of cousins, my man.
Oh, whoa.
Maybe the
aunt. You think it's going to make headlines?
Maybe.
You think it's going to make headlines?
Hey, you floating garbage pile. Your family comes from a floating garbage pile.
Dude, I'm going viral. Trump 2020 forever.
Forever.
Trump 2020 forever. Or in case it goes another way, the other guy, the other forever. Guy. Whoever the other person is forever.
Sure.
The reason I suspect Gio is because this... just said I was smoking. It didn't say cigarette, weed, crack.
Yeah.
He said we all smoke weed in my family.
Oh.
He threw in a detail that wasn't there. So that's why I'm suspicious.
He always goes, mijo, weed, I understand, but no cigarette. No, you break my heart.
But who would get their ass beat for smoking a cigarette?
Somebody.
A bunch of self-hating fucking Latinas that have white trash whites in their family.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the aunt's weed, and she's pissed you're smoking it.
Right.
It's a real dirtbag family.
Either way,
I didn't.
This is definitely Hispanic.
Yeah,
I didn't.
No one's looking anywhere else.
I didn't start smoking weed until I was almost 18 years old.
Of course, you saw your cousin get the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, and you were in your car.
That is the reason.
You hit your own.
My aunt Anna Marie is an old lady. She's not beating the shit out of anybody for smoking.
Oh,
weed.
Dude, I bet you abuse her now to pay her back.
Yeah, I do.
You give her little whips and you go, no one's going to believe you, Anna Marie.
I blow weed in her face. I was like, now you're the one smoking.
You just hand her empty Ensures. So I hear your bones cracking.
My bones are brittle. And you go, oh, that's interesting.
I feel stronger.
My bones are fine.
Blowing weed smoke in her face.
Ashen in it.
Beat the shit out of my cousin now.
I mean, obviously, look, it's either me or Gio. There's no debate for this. I will say, we should both make the case why it's not us. And I'm letting you know, I was almost 18 when I smoked weed for the first time, very famously. This is all known by all the fans and Big J.
Famously.
Yeah.
What kind of car was
famously.
It?
I hate that term.
What? Lewis, right. What kind of car was it? He wants
nice.
To know.
Nice.
Listen, it's world knowledge that this ain't me.
Well, no, you haven't smoked. No, he didn't smoke pot until like
that time his family asked him to get out of the picture.
It's right. not what happened. Lewis, that was Lewis.
It does just say smoking. It could have been smoking cock, and then it could have been Big J.
Yeah.
Well, then it would be Kanye.
Cigarettes, and then it could be
no,
me.
No, no, cock.
Nobody in my family's progressive. They don't care if I smoke cock with my cousins. They don't want me to smoke my cousin's cock, though. No, my family's not weird. They wouldn't like that.
I think a key word in here is snatched. Who would use the word snatched?
That well, seems, I love that word.
Yeah, instead of like grabbed, I snatched. I'm thinking more
that's
Gio.
A good now point. I think it's Giannis because he's sucking his own dick for his work.
Yeah, and you know, Greek
that's like, wow, dude,
like
whoever
drugs.
Wrote this, though, should wait, probably guys, do you. Short stories or something because I tell you what, in this 2 sentences, I'm fucking locked in.
I think you're right.
You guys pay attention to the poetry.
Who is this
that?
Genius?
It's well written, I'll say that.
The economy of words is off the charts.
Yeah, you're too hung up on grammar.
No, I just don't think Lewis would use the word snatched. I think it would just be grabbed or like, I got him.
Yeah.
She came and got him.
He N-word swiped me. That's not even a term.
I don't think he would have just picked snatch.
Yeah, all she right. ganked him.
Look,
yeah.
Look, everyone's voting for a Puerto Rican. If you don't, you're stupid. I'm putting my vote in for Gio. Gio but should vote for me.
I think it
obviously.
Could be honest.
You know what? By the way, Giannis was a Wigger, and Wiggers live very closely to Puerto Rican lifestyle.
I'm going to go with Mike because
we are the Puerto Ricans of the white community.
Yeah, dude, where Wiggers and Puerto Ricans line up, it's very, very close. But Giannis wasn't a big pothead, was he? Were you a big pothead, Giannis?
I did smoke a lot of weed in high school. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I did
it's
smoke a lot
of another
weed.
Giannis story. It's a Greek aunt, some big old fucking
yeah,
mustache
she's pissed.
Bitch. Yeah, dude.
She's fucking angry.
Just fucking, oh, Giannis, with the feta and the
yeah. yeah.
I don't do accents.
No more spanakopita
for you. The same accent
as
Gio's aunt.
Oh, babadabubada with the feta cheese and the goats and the lambs.
And the goats and the lambs.
Greek family would be very disappointed if they found you smoking in the car.
Like beat the shit out of you disappointed?
100%. 100%.
Now I think it's Lewis or Giannis.
You got to tell the truth, right? On here?
Not no. on that, not on this part.
No.
Oh. Was it you?
Yeah.
I wasn't clear on that rule.
Giannis, are you feeling the vibe that it's Gio a little bit? Is he shaky a little bit? He's been still till this question.
I don't know. Let me try to get to the mind of his parole officer for a second.
She's a morbidly obese black woman.
Shaking a little bit.
Take yourself
this
there.
This is not the first time I got interrogated by 2 white people. It's not fucking... Do your worst, fucker.
Gio.
Come on.
You want a Dr. Pepper?
I don't
a
know shit, bitch.
What do you want? Hey, buddy.
Keep your Dr. Pepper, you cracker.
Hey, we're going to order Red
Lobster. I'm not going back.
We're gonna order Red Lobster. You want anything?
Ooh. It was Giannis, I swear. Yeah. It was all him.
He goes, come on, man. We're all sitting here enjoying these biscuits together. You don't want to give us a little taste of something? Huh? What you got going cooking out there? I think... Who are you putting, Giannis?
I'm in.
Gio.
All in
I'm
Gio.
Going Giannis because he's too caught up on words. And that's what somebody who's guilty would do.
It's Gio or
Lewis. I fucking think it's Giannis, but I'm going with Gio, I think.
Who'd you say?
I said Gio.
Oh, I'll take this.
Jay. Jay.
Wait a second.
Jay.
Can you change? Once it's up, you can't change?
You can't change
no,
it
once it's up.
Why
you can't
would you
change.
Remove your hand?
Isn't that your chick?
Fuck, it's Lewis.
Good, I'm glad you lost those points,
we're
you idiot. I was
in.
Trying to
it's
be your
Lewis.
Friend.
No, you're not.
Yes, I was. I was trying to be your friend.
Look at your stupid face while you're acting.
Alex, all of our answers are in.
Story number 3 belongs to Gio.
Yeah! I knew snatched is you. Snatched.
You fidgety motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use criminal terminology because that's what cops do. They snatch you up.
Snatch
so
you
I
up.
Fucked up.
That was snatched awesome.
Tell
snatched
the story,
collar,
dude.
Yeah.
How bad did she beat him up?
Very bad.
Don't worry, you fooled this dumb fat shit.
At first, I thought it was a cop. That's how bad, like, she pulled him out the car and started beating the shit out of him. And I wanted to laugh, but I knew if I did, she'd beat the shit out of me afterwards. So I had to wait for her to leave to laugh.
How old were you?
That was probably like young 20s, and he was like 17.
No,
yeah.
Damn, she beat the shit out of him, and you made it out. You were the one who was supposed to be responsible.
What kind of car was it?
I think it was like a Corolla.
Of course, it was.
That checks out. Yeah.
How many windows were garbage bagged?
Just the one he got snatched out of.
Who do we airbrush resting in peace on the back?
No, I can't say his name because he'd be embarrassed.
He had Calvin pissing on a Pontiac sign in the window.
Rest in peace, Angel.
Matching t-shirt. Yeah.
Three stories down, Alex. Where are our points at?
All right, tied for fourth place with 2 points each. Louis J. Gomez and Big J. Okerson. In third place with 3 points, Gio Perez.
Thank you, Jay.
In second place with 5 points, Giannis Pappas.
Let's go.
Give him a gas.
And in the lead with 6 points, Mike Fenoya.
He cruises through. Let me tell you something. Mike's one of my best friends, and one thing I know about him is he wants to read Girl Wars, 12 Strategies That Will End Female Bullying by Dr. Cheryl Della Sega and Dr. Charisse Nixon. Girl Wars offers 12, count them 12, concrete strategies to stop the cycle of female bullying. It teaches you how to recognize manipulation, handle exclusion, and rebuild trust. Each approach focuses on creating empathy and helping girls speak up before cruelty creates long-term mental damage.
Girl Wars.
I'd finally be able to read along to the audiobook that I've been listening to.
Finally, dude.
Finally.
It's no longer just a voice yelling in the dark.
Alex, story number four.
Story number four. I dated a crazy girl that brought me home for Thanksgiving to meet her family. They all liked me. I later found out that they had a huge family fight about whether or not they should warn me about her craziness.
Dude, this is the log line for Lewis's book.
Yeah, seriously.
Out. Knives and spoons. This is the thing that's on the back cover.
Yeah, I've dated a lot of crazy bitches.
Oh, exclusively.
That's not true. My son's mother is an angel. You need to stop
That's
this.
Why she got away from you as fast as humanly possible. She ran for the hills.
No, I've dated a lot of crazy bitches.
This could be anybody.
True. Yeah. But we've all dated a lot of crazy bitches. Yeah,
sure. That's why I don't think it's Lewis, because it says girl and not bitch. Yeah.
See?
Thank you. Alex, we'll make changes so you don't know who
it is. I'm using your strategy.
That's
now.
A good one. That's a good one.
That's true. I mean, have you dated a crazy girl, Fenoya?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Insane fucking, yeah, crazy.
Hippies like dangerously crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, very crazy.
Nice.
Lewis is reaching for a friend.
When we broke up, I started getting stuff from my house, like returned. She'd leave stuff that she took on my steps.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't listen to the family, huh?
No.
Oh!
No!
Busted. Or am I?
Gio, you're Puerto Rican. You've dated some crazy girls in your day.
Yeah, but usually I got to warn their family about me first.
That's actually court order.
Yeah.
He goes, if you all will look at your placemats, I need you to sign and date.
Yeah. I need your permission to make sure it's okay that I hang out with your 16-year-old daughter.
She has a walk
also,
around her.
Also, no big thing, but they have theater tickets and I have to legally be home by 10. So we can hurry this up.
We're going to eat dessert soon. The sun's going down.
So can you just bring stuff outside as it's ready?
I think this
be honest, of course you've dated a couple crazy bitches.
I have, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
We've all done this, Jay.
For sure.
I see you writing my name already, Jay. But once again, I'm going to warn you, and twice in a row, you're going to look like a fool if you vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me thinks this might be Jay, too, because you've dated a couple crazy girls,
Yeah, he's
too,
dated
Jay.
A bunch of crazy bitches.
No.
No?
What do you mean no?
You've never dated...
What'd I just say? Nah.
No. Now I'm thinking of Jay, because I know for a fact that's a lie.
Wow, that's a really fun thing to do, and it's definitely... Let me tell you something. Everybody write Lewis right now. If I'm wrong, I'll go back down this. I'll go down to 0 points.
Wow.
You're in last place. You have exactly 2 points.
I'm tied for last place. Lewis, can I tell you something? If I lose, if I'm wrong, Lewis can have my 2 points. You're now in third place.
Cool. All right, fine. Yes, I agree with that.
Lewis, how many like long-term girlfriends have you had?
What do you consider long term?
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop girlfriends concurrently.
You mean today?
Yeah. Like long enough to get invited
to. There's a
to
little bit of an overlap between all of the girls.
Long enough to get invited to a Thanksgiving dinner.
I mean,
well, you got to make sure the next one does anal before you get rid of the last one.
Is this about Kim Congdon?
Oh, my God.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Christ.
Because what I'm thinking is the family had to like, because it's that sentence right there.
Yes, and nobody likes me.
Yeah, that's
never out of the gates.
See?
Yeah. See, I think this could be fucking deer sausage Thanksgiving. This could be two facts about the same Thanksgiving, Giannis.
Wow, that doesn't say a lot about Jessie Mae Peluso, huh?
Jessie Mae was a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
You're right.
Jessie Mae is actively currently a lunatic. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, they go, the guy's puking up deer sausage, but who cares? Should we tell him about this crazy fucking chick he's dating or what?
Yeah, those people thought Giannis was crazy for coming over and yakking at the table.
That's why they didn't tell you.
Yeah.
They're like, you two deserve each other.
Fuck, this could be literally anybody on this panel.
I know.
Except it's for sure you. I'm done fucking stalling for you.
God, please. God, I'm so happy you're in last place, and you're going to say
last
place.
Oh, whoa, good for you. Good
for you.
I'm
locking in on Giannis.
Jay's doing a lot of misdirection now, focusing on Lewis. I'm writing Lewis. So I'm thinking Jay.
A lot of song and dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you're doing the same thing that he just did to me.
No.
So now I'm thinking it could be Giannis.
Yeah. Giannis,
now
I'm doing the same thing that you did to Giannis. My favorite thing is when someone squints their eyes and reads like it's not them.
Meter fan.
No, my eyes are just really cozy to begin with, so you can't tell. Yeah.
That's fair.
I always
That's
look fair a little Asian.
You know, as they say, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
I don't know. I think Jay, like, big family fight. Jay probably was really charming at that fucking Thanksgiving.
Jay is likable as
fuck. He's likable as fuck, dude. He was in there. He was doing crowd works. Where are you from? What do you do?
What's your job? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting as hell. Have you ever thought about wonk, wonk, wonk? And then he goes, this guy can't turn it off. And I go, guilty. Yeah, I would kill it with a crazy girl's family.
I think you would have killed it.
Yeah. This is Giannis, though. Huge this is a push. Brilliant play by Giannis right now.
Giannis hasn't voted yet, and that means he's trying to get everybody off his trail first. Fuck. He got me. He beat me.
It's Giannis. This is dear. This is
now
being
a big
day.
J trying to push it back to Giannis. Fuck,
I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, but you don't want people to vote for you because
I voted for you. I think it's you.
You still think it's me?
It's too late.
I do now think too much more that it's Giannis, but I do still think it's you. I think there's a chance it's you for sure.
You think that the family would have liked Lewis that much to warn him?
Listen, Lewis can come in. Listen, Lewis can hold it together for a dinner.
Yeah.
But it will not take much longer than that.
A very big part of that reason is there's food in my mouth, so I can't talk during those times.
Right. And he goes back and he goes, you know, you raised a pretty hot bitch. Mr. and Mrs. whatever her last name is. You raised a pretty hot bitch. Insatiable.
Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, Mom.
Yeah. She's a real firecracker in the bedroom, you know, Dad?
I was wondering where she got that ass, and then I saw you, Dolores, and wow. Am I right? Bizang.
Oh, it's Giannis or Big J. I don't think it's Fenoya. I don't think it's Gio.
I think it's Big J or Mike. Because you're pushing it, and he hasn't said a word this whole time.
Yeah, Fenoya has been weirdly quiet.
It's not loaded.
Mike's washing his hands. He's doing all kinds of crazy fucking. He's doing self-soothing.
It's Giannis.
All right, I'm thinking Big J, but if Giannis played me into this, it was...
Buddy, look at me.
I don't fuck you, dude. I don't believe anything you say. Suck my fucking dick.
If it's not, I don't care. But if it's not me, what? If it's not me, will you apologize?
It's not me. I lose this round.
Why don't you say you apologize to me for telling me to suck your dick when I was just trying to help you? I go, I'll be honest with you.
Because there are no apologies in Story War.
Yeah.
Oh, I smell merch. Somebody want to intern for that shirt?
I'm thinking it could be Lewis, though, just talking to the family about big plans, ambition. They like him. This is tough. This is tough. Big J or Lewis? It's tough.
I just wrote down to Lewis that our friendship is actually in trouble in real life.
This game is really the wedge.
I go, our friendship is actually in trouble. We vote for each other. Yeah. Guys, it's Lewis.
I'm telling you.
Oh, you're loving that. If you don't say Lewis.
Big J. It's Big J.
Gio, put it up.
Yeah.
He's so happy he's getting points. Hold
on. Jay's playing a big old acting game right now. I don't think it's Giannis.
Fuck.
Yeah. I was gonna put up Giannis, but then he's like, yeah, that's the right answer. Go ahead.
I don't
trust that shit.
Look at me. I'm gonna say this. If your gut is Giannis, I'm not gonna tell you because I don't know if it's Giannis. It's not me. I put Lewis. If you don't say Lewis, you're gonna give him points, but I don't know for sure it's Lewis. That's my guess. But I'm telling you, look
Mike.
At me.
Mike,
a wasted bat, dude.
I've seen Slumdog Millionaire. Your friends give you the wrong answer.
If it's Mike, he flew under the radar this whole
It would have been a fantastic question. Movie. Alex, everybody is in.
It can't be Mike. Vote.
All right, everybody. Story number 4 belongs to
fucking Mike.
Lewis J.
Yeah! Fuck! God damn it!
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Motherfucker! Damn! I was gonna be wrong either way because I was gonna.
How did you know? Why were you so certain?
A crazy girl.
He said I dated a crazy girl. Lewis, you have to understand. Lewis believes that all the girls were the problem. So when you understand a guy's perspective, you could tell.
Right.
No, this was the craziest girl that I've ever dated. Like, you met this one. This was the
Her
one.
Her name was Lewis.
It was a mirror. I was just barking at it.
Yeah. It's like, shit.
Yeah, Lewis looked the smack. This is like the smack my bitch up video. At the end of it, it was just him.
Tell the story, Lewis.
This was the craziest bitch that I've ever dated in my entire life. And like this girl, after we broke up, she pretended to be pregnant for months. She was like that chick. And I went home with her for Thanksgiving to meet her family. And they were so sweet. And they were great. And what happened was, after we broke up and she pretended to be pregnant, I called her house to being like, hey, you know, she won't talk to me. She's saying we have a baby on the way. Like, just trying to, like, level with her family. And her family...
I just bought a bassinet.
I need a cosigner.
And then her sister... Her sister called me back and she was like, yeah, like, we feel really bad. She was like, you just got the craziest girl on the planet. She was like, the whole family had a huge argument about whether or not we should warn you to run and we just let you deal with this. And then she said the craziest thing ever. She said, you will never get her out of your life for as long as you live. And it sticks with me to this day. I get chills
so
when I think
of it. Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Lewis then dated the sister for 2 years.
Also crazy.
I'm so pissed I didn't follow. The minute you started interviewing all of us about our crazy girlfriends, I fucking, God damn it.
Good lay, though, no? Good lay?
She was a decent lay. Yeah. This is the same girl that fucked my weed
dealer,
remember?
Weed dealer, yeah.
She fucked my weed dealer behind
my
back.
The weed dealer came on
my
Lewis's
shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah. And then I wore that shirt out of the house. And then that girl publicly mocked me for it on Facebook later on. Now look, I look like an idiot.
On Skanks, we called the drug dealer and Lewis gave him a hug. He goes, dude, I swear to you, I'm not mad about this. We just want to know because it was a story that was told to me. Is this possibly true at all? Did you went fuck my girlfriend when you came over to sell her weed one day and then come on my shirt? And he went, yeah, man.
That's a drug dealer you could trust.
Yeah. Honest guy.
No short bags from him.
Yeah. I hope you
I
can forgive
it
me
like
now.
I sees it, man. Yeah.
Guilty as charged, my man.
All right. Four stories down. Where are our scores at, Alex?
All right. In last place with 3 points, Gio Perez. In fourth place with 4 points, Big J Oakerson. Tied for second place with 5 points each, Luis J. Gomez and Giannis Pappas. And in the lead with 6 points, Mike Fenoya.
Mike Fenoya holding on to a lead here. Giannis Pappas, we're going to do some plugs right here in just a second. It's the halfway point of the show. So, Giannis, you go first. What are you plugging, my friend?
History Hyenas podcast. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Listen to that.
It's back. It's back.
Yeah. Catch Bozeman, Montana. If you live out there and you're watching this, see me there on November 22nd at the Emerson Theater, Stanford, West Nyack, some other dates on my website, GiannisPappasComedy.com.
Gio.
Subscribe to our podcast On The Gate right here on Gas Digital. Thank you. You can catch me here at New York Comedy Club throughout the month. Follow me on Instagram, GioPrez86, for all my dates.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Mike Fenoya.
You can find all my dates at MikeFenoya.com, F-I-N-O-I-A. And the podcast is Are We Old? At Are We Old? And yeah, it's for you specifically. Thank you very much.
Big J Okerson.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm all over the place. Look for a city near you. And the double album, Them Day, is sold out officially in pre-sale. So thank you all. So cool. Now it's time to figure out what I'm going to do, a material special coming up real soon. But of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week with me and the great Robert Kelly on Faction Talk Series XM 103. And of course, The Legion of Skanks, the flagship show of the Gas Digital Network. And I'm live streaming on YouTube now a little bit, so check those out.
Come see me live on the road, guys. December, I'll be in Nashville. The end of the month for New Year's Eve, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio with the great Zach Amico. And then a bunch of other stuff coming up. Batavia, Illinois, Miamisburg, Ohio, Kansas City, Missouri, and more. LewisOfSkanks.com. Check out The Reg. Check out Legion of Skanks. Check out my solo podcast, the Lewis Journal podcast. Go check out my brand new special, You're Making This Worse, available on YouTube right now. Go give that a click and a like and all that other stuff.
Comment, subscribe, all
and
that
if
shit.
If you love this show, you should know that we do a bunch of uncensored and ad-free versions of all of our shows here at Gas Digital. They're all available at GasDigital.com. So if you love the show, you get a pre-release on every episode. It's uncensored. It's ad-free. There's a bunch of episodes that are not available anywhere else as well. There's a whole on-demand library of exclusive episodes. So just go to GasDigital.com. Use the promo code WAR, W-A-R. Save a couple bucks a month. Support the show directly. We have apps for iPhone and Android, and it's the number one way that you can support this show. All right, second half,
everybody. This,
thank you,
is where things get intense. Four more stories, four more guesses we all have to make. The game is tight. This is one of our tightest games we've ever had. Two people tied at five, the winners with six, 4 and 3. The other scores, this is anybody's game, because, and Gio, you haven't played the game before, but you might have heard that for the final four stories, we go double points.
That's a huge deal. It's genuinely anybody's game, even Big J's, who is in last place. Wait, you're not in last place. I'm sorry.
I'm not in last place.
That's disrespectful.
Thank you. I'm in fourth place. 1 point above Gio, 2 points below Mike in the lead, but it doesn't matter. Because before, if you fooled somebody, you got 1 point, and if you guessed somebody correctly, you got 2 points. But now that moves up to double points.
Oh, shit! You guys get it.
The double fish hook.
I think everybody gets it. So, Alexandra, let's stop fucking around. Let's kick into high gear with story number five.
Story number five. 1 year, I ended Thanksgiving dinner early by spilling a bowl of hot gravy on a toddler who ended up going to the hospital.
This could be the reason why Gio went to jail.
Yeah. Jesus. Christ.
Nah, Dominicans don't go to the hospital. They probably would have just put like vapor rub on his skin and kept him moving.
Yeah.
There's also Fenoya.
Gravy either.
Fenoya doesn't have children, doesn't want children, and a lot of this might have to be because he poured gravy on one that one time and it really made a scene.
That's not at all why I wouldn't want a child. That sounds like actually a fun thing to do to a kid.
Big J is not wasting gravy.
Hell no. So. You can't spill gravy out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Big J spilled gravy on that kid, he's eating that kid.
At least the white meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems like a Thanksgiving on Jeffrey Epstein's island. Yeah. Just...
gravy on our toddlers everywhere. That seems hot. Yeah, you're
babies
right.
Are scrumptious.
Hot gravy.
So much that the kid had to go to the hospital. That's a lot of gravy.
Yeah, hot gravy on a toddler causing hospital-worthy burns?
Was it like third-degree burns, Mike, or second-degree burns?
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
I think this I feel like Fenoya's family, they're not overcooking their gravy. They make some good... The Fenoyas make some nice, perfect gravy.
A lot of deer meat.
Yeah.
A lot of
big
deer
hunks.
Meat. Yeah, I'm getting Gio Perez on this.
I'm feeling that way too, actually.
We never had like traditional Thanksgiving. It was all
well, no, it wasn't traditional. You made the fucking gravy too hot and you burned a child.
Yeah.
It didn't go good. It ended up in the hospital.
I will say, Gio, having tons and tons of unlooked after toddlers running around seems like a very Puerto Rican type
of
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just a stray toddler.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. This feels to me like it came straight out of
the... baby got burned. And they go, which one? I go, one of them.
One of the 50.
What's his name? I think the name's just Baby.
I mean, I feel like that bowl of gravy came right out of the microwave.
Absolutely.
At Gio's house.
Two minutes. Because 2 minutes doesn't seem like a lot of time, but it's fucking boils your fucking gravy.
Yeah. And I bet half that gravy's still in the microwave. Yeah. On the walls, caked.
I can't argue with any of this. This is Gio Perez. I'm not going to put it in just yet because, you know, whatever. But I'm pretty sure it is.
Right. Dominicans don't use gravy, so go ahead, waste a vote.
What do they use?
We don't
baby gravy tears.
Bean juice. That's our gravy.
Yeah. Oh, like at the bottom
I
of the can.
This also could be Giannis for sure.
I'm very good. I'm very careful with gravy.
Not toddlers.
Oh, it does say the person themselves spilled the gravy. This person is responsible for hurting a toddler.
I ended Thanksgiving dinner early by spilling a bowl of hot gravy on a toddler. The whole bowl.
Giannis, you have a child?
I have two of them.
Two children?
I have two children.
Was it your own kids?
Was it my kids that I spilled gravy on? No, that wasn't me.
Ah.
God damn it.
Good detective work, Gio. Yeah.
Hold on. Say it again.
The student has become the teacher.
The teacher. No, we we don't do turkey at Thanksgiving. We do lamb.
Do you guys really?
Lamb.
Yeah, there's lamb gravy. Who said anything about turkey?
There's no talk of turkey.
Giannis, who said anything about turkey?
Could be lamb gravy, dude.
Yeah.
I assumed it's Thanksgiving. We're in America. Not
well, you don't have it.
Huh?
You don't have turkey, you said. You don't have turkey.
We have lamb and then sides of turkey.
You deceitful.
Wait a minute, your turkey? Your turkey is your side? That's making me fucking furious. That's how little you think of turkey. Like, oh, it's just a side dish. Hey, we don't.
This is a city of immigrants. Why don't you calm down a little bit?
Yeah.
Free buses. Free sides of turkey.
Yeah.
Respect my culture.
Yeah, Louis is going to start working in a communal garden. Yeah. Now that Mumbabo Umbitwi is the mayor.
All right.
I think this is
Giannis. Here's the thing. At first, I didn't think it was this person, but he's kind of sitting over here a little smug right now. He's got a little bit of excitement in his eyes, a little glint of confidence.
Mike hates toddlers and loves hot gravy.
Jason?
Mike Fenoya is my vote right here.
Yeah. Jason, what? I didn't vote for you.
No, I thought he
but
was
I,
talking about
But I understand why
you.
He's voting for you.
You're saying there's, of a vote,
there's something that subconscious has to be going on right. He doesn't have kids. He saw the toddler. He fucking dumped it on his head.
Yeah.
Fuck toddlers, and I burn their faces.
I think
it
you guys
could
be
are... Mike.
It's a massive waste of a vote.
Well, I didn't vote for you, but I think...
You already locked it in. Would you...
I locked it into Giannis.
I'm just saying.
One of Giannis's fucking...
I voted for Giannis three times.
This might be like a trip. It could have been a trip. I've noticed when you wear your usually Air Force Ones, shoelaces are a little tight. Long shoelaces.
Untitled.
He's got a chain wallet too.
Chain wallet.
Catch his leg.
Deflection.
Oh.
Laces are always undone. It's a deflection. 100%.
Yo,
Lace is always undone.
You do have they this asked chain him wall, to though. Sit out of the
I do
picture.
Have a chain wall, though. You're not wrong with the chain wall thing.
They asked him to sit out of the picture.
Maybe because he
so
burns
he poured
babies.
Hot gravy on him. Toddler.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
This
you
was revenge.
The bull, you get the yeah. horns.
That was days
we
before.
We can't you have you be in this picture. You maimed a toddler.
Yeah.
All right, I'll hold that freak in the picture.
I'm going Jay, I think.
Ooh, really? Mike no, it's Finoia. Definitely Mike.
Votes
fuck.
Big Jay.
It's Mike. Giannis, if it ain't you... It's Mike.
What the hell? Why would you say that?
Because I'm getting my shit kicked in. You're in the lead.
It's not Gio, right?
No.
Too much of an organized Thanksgiving.
Goddamn right. Prison Thanksgiving is probably pretty organized. Just sucks.
Giannis using the smallest handwriting possible.
It's Mike.
Lots of votes for Mike Finoia.
You're all stupid.
All of our answers are in. Mike yeah, seems a little bit Mike. Annoyed fuck. Right now.
He's annoyed. But I gave him points, you cocksucker. Fuck me.
Alex.
Fucking Jay, damn it.
Nope.
Story number five belongs to Mike Finoia.
Yes! Fucking knew it. Yes.
That was a big moment for you to pull ahead, Mike Finoia.
Allow me to explain.
Please.
I spilled a gravy boat. You know those stupid gravy boats?
Of course.
I thought the bottom was attached to the boat, and I grabbed it, and I fumbled, and it went all over my little sister.
Oh.
Yeah, and it burned her up. But she didn't have to go to the hospital. My family's just
she could have just been Freddy Krueger.
She could have just dealt with it. But everybody
she
looked.
Didn't have to get skin grafts. We no. could have just left her.
She screamed. She screamed so loud, and I felt terrible, and... Yeah, that was, and everybody kind of did like a look what you did, you little
how,
jerk.
How old were you?
I was
27 years old.
It was last year. No, I was 13.
And how old was she?
Five.
Burnable by gravy. Age.
She was five.
Hospital eight, burns nine, 10, from 11, gravy. 12. Age?
Yeah, she was five.
She just kept on looking at you, going, "Why, Mikey? Why?"
Big fucking big baby tears, oh, like those. And she went like,
"Pull it together." Like that.
And everybody,
why?
Let, and
I love gravy until now.
I stayed home. They all went to the hospital, and I stayed home.
Oh, no pictures for you.
The dolphins.
And now, she haunts teenagers' dreams at night.
That's right. Ever since then, dude.
We're still very close.
Dun, dun. One, two, Mike's sister's coming.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was me. God damn it. Way to go, guys.
All right, five stories down. Alex, where are our points at?
All right, in last place with 4 points, Big J Okerson.
Not your night.
In fourth place with 7 points, Gio Perez.
Nice, well done.
In third place with 8 points, Mike Finoia. And tied for first place with 9 points each, Luis J. Gomez and Giannis Papas.
I am slowly but surely finding myself out of this game.
Is that your truly anybody's game still, Jay? Come on, stay in it.
I got it.
Jay has a headache.
No, I got rid of the headache. I feel a want, but it's you. This next one's you.
Alex, this next one's definitely me. Alex, story number six.
I spent one Thanksgiving with 2 alcoholics... A trans and a young boy.
Gio.
Oh.
That's jail.
That is jail. Yeah, I never thought of that.
That's
yeah, just
jail.
Me and my bunkies.
This is a very progressive Thanksgiving.
Yeah, young boy.
I was so locked in the joke that it was Lewis that I didn't realize this very much could be Gio.
Mm. I'm thinking it's Jay because it sounds like the people you go on the road with. 2 alcoholics, a trans, and a young boy.
I bring Mike Fenoy.
I was on the road with him last week. What am I? You want to see my cock?
One of the alcoholics.
You want to see my fucking big old pussy?
He thinks I'm a young boy. That's nice of him.
No, the young boy's Dylan, obviously.
I could have spent one Thanksgiving dressed as Maurisa. Could be me.
That was true.
Oh, that's all you.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them is you.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Panos is two alcoholics.
You started going crazy in a hotel room doing the thing.
Could be me.
Giannis, first of all, Giannis is like 65 years old. People don't realize this about Giannis. He's very old. He's lived a very long life. New York through a lot of different iterations of New York. New Yorker through and through. This is just like a straight up, like, Giannis had five roommates. He was 19. This is just who it was. He lived with two alcoholics, a trans, and a young boy for some reason.
I'll also remind
well, it's
you
not just
Lewis.
Some reason. I'm Greek, so it was preferred. It was actually an ad that was answered in the paper. Greek man looking to mentor.
That's what they call a lamb in Greek.
I'll say this. Lewis lived in, like, the hotel where Sid Vicious killed his girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, it's he lived in like a shithole place.
First of all, it's the Chelsea Hotel. Yeah. It is a beautiful hotel
in
Chelsea. It's not a dump at all.
It's a dump.
You're just saying that. It's not
a dump.
It's literally not.
It is.
It's an extremely expensive hotel. It's very nice.
It's a shithole.
It's not.
It's like furnace heat, and that's no, where you go to you kill
can,
your girlfriend.
You can look it up. You don't have to.
Is it nice enough to house two alcoholics, a trans, and a young boy?
I assume she just lives in the hallway.
No. I lived there. My rich girlfriend lived there, and I stayed with her when she lived there.
I mean, really, haven't we all spent Thanksgiving with two alcoholics, a trans, and a young
yeah.
boy? In Mondani's America.
Yeah. Now, this could have been Gio in jail. A trans, a young
That's
boy.
That's what I said first. Yeah.
Two alcoholics nice.
At first, too.
But what would the young, like boy be, the young boy be doing there, though?
Working yeah. there.
And the trans yeah. wouldn't be there.
Like an 18-year-old kid? Is not like I guess, how young old are you,
boy.
Gio?
Me, I'm 39.
How old were you when you were in jail?
From 16 to 19.
That's it?
Oh, you were the young.
No, I mean 16 to 29. Sorry, 16
oh,
to 29.
Oh, thank God.
I was like, how is that your entire identity?
So much worse,
you,
yeah, dude.
Why do I that's, give you all this? Why worse. Do I give you all this credit as a long-time felon?
Yeah, no, yeah. Last time I came home, I was 29.
Two alcoholics, a trans, a young boy, a partridge, a pear tree.
Five golden rings.
Yeah.
Jay, you got any alcoholics in your family?
Yeah, but Jay's going on the road
yeah,
forever.
He passed now. Uncle Mark was an alcoholic.
This sure. could have been like Jay was doing a gig, and it was like...
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, dude. You work all the time. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. But there's no shows on Thanksgiving anywhere.
Because of this time. It's Jay's law.
I just feel like this is a Thanksgiving environment that produces someone who goes to prison.
Yeah.
That's
right?
What I say, yeah.
I think this was actually in prison. I think yeah. that theory
like
actually makes more sense.
This could be
sense.
A shelter moment.
This just seems a little... first of all, what's a trans and a young boy doing? Are they together? Like, they're playing basketball? That's right. That's sad. I'd take you to the hole.
I have no idea
We're playing spades.
It's got to be Gio, dude. We're yeah. Lewis...
That's my vote is Gio.
I bet my whole fucking thing on it.
That is Gio? All right, gentlemen.
If I don't get this right, I got to be almost
God damn it.
Game.
Could be Giannis.
Well, but two...
but it couldn't.
It also could be Lewis. Again, I'm just... not to beat a dead horse, but two alcoholics, trans and a young boy. What do we notice here? There's no parents at this Thanksgiving. Very well could
and
be
that
Lewis.
Is
well,
the
that's
entire,
the two alcoholics.
That's also...
I don't mean to beat a dead Lewis's mom.
I mean, but you were a latchkey kid too, so this could...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, for sure, but latchkey on Thanksgiving?
This is an unsupervised Thanksgiving.
Wait, but the two alcoholics could be the parents. So does anybody
sure.
have a trans brother or sister or both? And
a trans brother sister?
Is it your story?
Yeah. Also, this could have happened. This could be Mike because after he burned his sister, they probably kicked him out and he had to spend it with the two.
Oh, he might have been in a shelter mobile. After you fucking destroyed your sister forever and yeah. destroyed her uterus and she couldn't procreate. Yeah.
It's the day I lost my hair. I think it's you, Gio, because this feels like the young boy was visiting the alcoholic for Thanksgiving. Like it's like someone's kid came to visit in prison.
I mean,
you know
the young boy
mean?
Could have been with the trans person, too. You never know.
Oh, the kid visiting.
The kid's
sure.
visiting prison.
I thought it was just, it sounds like to me, like just the crew at a
fucking
table
Gio.
At Thanksgiving in jail.
Damn, I got to pick somebody now.
It's Gio.
Votes for Gio all around. Everyone thinks it's Gio Perez.
It's pretty on the nose.
He's also taking a long time to do his, like pretending.
If it's not
like,
him, we really don't understand the criminal
now
justice
all of,
system.
Whatever this, yeah. whatever this song and dance
we
is
all need
now,
sensitivity training.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Who knows?
Just write any name, Gio.
It's you.
No,
because
it's one of you two guys. I'm gonna go with Lewis.
Do you know how to spell Lewis? G-E-O.
I spell Luis.
Holy shit.
All of our answers are in.
It is him.
Story number 6.
Fuck.
Belongs to... Big J.
Oh, what the fuck?
Damn
it. Damn it, man. What a round. The audience is on their feet, standing really ovation. They're losing their minds right now at home, everyone. You really got to be here.
You're being thrown off.
Jay, what is this story? Who are these people?
It's very simple. Two alcoholics. Bobby Kelly, Jim Norton. A trans. Jim Norton's wife.
Oh. No.
And a young boy, Bobby Kelly's
son.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Wow.
That was right in front of our noses.
Damn it.
That haiku style, I thought it was you, too. Yeah. That's nice writing. You motherfucker.
That's our points. Oh, I'm pissed.
God damn
All
it.
All right, yeah, in your... last place with 7 points, Gio Perez. In fourth place with 8 points, Mike Fenoya. Tied for second place with 9 points each, Luis J. Gomez and Giannis Pappas. And in the lead with 12 points, Big J.
Is this
Oakerson.
The day that Big J. Oakerson gets a W? Only 6 victories in 66 episodes of the show.
Yeah.
This could be the day, guys. You guys are here for history.
Man. That was a big round.
That was a huge round.
And all because none of you guys knew I was transphobic. Fucking your fault.
When he goes, it's you too. I'm going to go with Lewis. And I went, idiot.
Wow. That's what we all think jail is. A young boy, a trans.
Sort of is.
We wish we had trans people in jail.
Alex, story number 7.
Story number 7. Every Thanksgiving in my youth, my friends and I would meet up for a game of tackle football before dinner. The ground would already be hard from the cold. One year, one of the guys broke his collarbone.
This sounds like Connecticut Fenoya shit.
Yeah.
100%.
This is sweaters tied around the neck.
Yo, what the fuck? Do you know me?
Yeah.
Sweaters tied around the neck. That's only how people committed suicide in Connecticut.
With your friends, though. There's just people who would like...
Sweaters around the... No.
It has to be one of you two guys, because if it was me, it'd be baseball, and if it was him, it'd be soccer. So it has to be the two football guys.
No.
Why soccer?
If it was, I played basketball. Honest, it would be four skin picking.
Oh. No. And if I wrote this, I would have wrote it like I wasn't just learning how to write.
Did you say foreskin picking?
Now it's back to Lewis.
The ground would already be hard from the cold.
Lewis never played football growing up.
Never.
Yeah, but this is meet up for a game of tackle football. Every kid played football that didn't play football. You
Not
know
me.
I mean?
No, I don't think Lewis
You
did.
Never once played?
I don't. To this day, I don't understand what football is.
Come on.
Like, I don't get the points. I don't get the downs.
I believe you. It's not Lewis. He doesn't.
Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 7.
The only reason it might be
Lewis.
The only reason it might be Lewis. The only reason it might be Lewis is because he said a game of tackle football.
Yeah, that's like just calling pizza cheese pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's how it feels. Exactly. That's how it feels to me.
It's the way my wife would describe
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't call pizza cheese pizza.
Right.
Right, yeah.
You don't call football tackle football. It's Lewis.
Yeah, it's like calling your television a color television still.
I'm watching Fenoya throw this off him so
it could be Fenoya like a motherfucker.
Yeah. It's not. It's
maybe
not.
You added the tackles so we know that's why he broke his collarbone.
I mean, now I think it's you. It's not me. You could write me, but it's not me.
Tackle, what other type of football is there?
Flag, touch. It's Lewis.
All right, it's me. I'm kidding.
What other kinds of football?
Well, there's powder puff.
I'm writing Lewis, and I'll see if I change my mind.
Mm-hmm. That's Giannis, where'd you grow up? Queens?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, you didn't do this. You were playing on this. You were playing stickball on the street.
We played
against fucking Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah. I assume it's kind of difficult to play tackle football in the street.
Giannis was chasing black kids out of his neighborhood.
One-sided tackle football.
You couldn't do tackle football until the streets got loaded with snow.
Yeah.
We played on the sidewalk football, wiffle ball in the street.
This is
I mean, Giannis, you've watched me throw a football.
you could have been the center.
Yeah, but you... Yeah.
You have a center and pick up football.
You're doing a lot of like...
He's exclusively the long snapper.
Yeah. But Lewis only comes in on option and wildcat.
I mean, hey, I'm Lewis. I'm throwing a utility back.
But they also... They have like parks and shit in Brooklyn.
Right, it's they
not,
do. Yeah.
I grew up right by a park.
It is, there's Prospect plenty park. Of parks in Brooklyn, and people would play football.
But tackle would the
football,
ground though? Already be hard
maybe
from the
maybe tackle football.
Tackle football, that's how someone broke their collarbone.
In my youth. Yeah. Who would say in my youth?
In my youth.
Lewis, that's the line right there.
Lewis, I think, but also maybe you.
No. You're my
this
buddy.
Could be, by the way. Gio is really biting his lips with pure excitement that no one's even thought about him. I mean, he's really excited.
Oh, yeah, dude, this could be in the yard of the prison.
Yeah.
And the ground wasn't hard because it was cold. It was hard because it was stone.
Yeah.
That wasn't frozen grass, Gio.
It was
Gio, I also feel like you and your family have weak collarbones.
Very pronounced.
Yeah, but I'm playing with my friends, not my family.
No, but
The person says they're playing with their friends. Mm-hmm.
One year, one of the guys broke his collarbone.
One of the yes, that was the frail collarbones, the friends.
Also, I feel like Gio would say that one of the guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd use the N-word.
Yeah,
that's my.
This could be a tip-off, though, that whoever wrote it didn't know how to play football, so they tackled the guy hard.
I'm taking this as not a big football person because. Of the way it's written, I think making me think Lewis.
Lewis, I think
Gio,
it's Lewis.
you're up on sports, yeah? You know sports,
yeah, kind of.
Ah, shit, that kind was convincing. You know how football.
Gio's
works.
Got an evil smirk going on right now.
You understand how football works,
yeah, for the most part.
Oh, see, now you're playing dumb. It's Gio.
I'm being honest. It's not me, but you can vote me. Sure,
it's Gio.
It does sound like. Maybe it was Gio, and this is what the statement he would give to the cops to be like, no, I'm not guilty.
Yeah. This is so
I don't know. Yeah, the ground was hard. He hit the ground.
Was hard,
I don't know how his collarbone broke.
Yeah. Don't mind the shoe print on his chest.
In
so what if it
youth.
Matches my Air Force Ones? So
in my youth, officer, I did a lot of bad things.
No, I would have said youth.
Football, in my youth, very Latino shit to say.
I don't know if it's Latino. That sounds like a white guy thing to say.
Yeah, we don't use that. We use
in
like,
my youth.
I would never say
as a
that.
Young bull.
Yeah.
Latino
youth is white guy middle age, so.
It's Lewis.
Gio.
I'm putting my vote in.
Motherfucker Perez.
Gio Perez.
Fuck.
Come on, Fenoya.
I am positive.
Why wouldn't say tackle? It's you or Gio.
I'm positive it's Lewis or Gio. I'm positive.
I'm positive. Yeah. Unless it's you and you're doing a great thing right now. What you're doing right now is awesome. Because you're only working Gio.
It's fucking Giannis.
Awesome hey, yo, chill.
God damn it. It's Giannis. You did the eye thing.
Could
motherfucker.
Be.
It's fucking Mike. In fucking Connecticut.
Giannis just thought it was everybody in the past 8 seconds.
Ah, fuck. That means it's Giannis.
It's fucking Mike. It's fuck. Mike. Somebody broke their collarbone. It was Mike.
That is a white injury.
Yeah.
It is a white injury, but Mike doesn't
talk
like
white
this.
White people have some pussy-ass collarbones. Yeah, I don't want to be a racist.
We would have just covered him with a kayak and said it never happened.
Let's go. I know it's Mike.
Oh, it's all over the place. All right. Everyone's answers are in. Alex.
Wow.
Our penultimate story belongs to?
Story number 7 belongs to Louis J. Gomez.
Yes, we did. We played football every year, and every year I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on out here, guys.
Are we playing tackle football, guys?
Did you break the guy's collarbone?
No. Somebody else did, dude. He got taken down, and we didn't even know. We just thought he was like hurt, and we were like, all right, faggot, get up, whatever. And he kind of sat out, and then he played a little bit more, and then we found out, like, days later or whatever, that he actually broke his collarbone. His kid Lee. Shout out Lee.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Damn it. I was really going with you. Then the last second when you said Giannis's eye twitched again, I thought it was you.
Yeah.
You fucked me right there.
No, well, you fucked yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Alex.
Whoa.
Seven stories down. Where are our points at?
All right. In last place with 7 points, Gio Perez.
He's in there.
In fourth place with 9 points, Giannis Pappas. Tied for second place with 12 points each, Big J Okerson and Mike Fenoya. And in the lead with 15 points,
God damn,
Louis J. Gomez. Oh,
thank you, double it points.
This is like the World Series, man. Come back.
This is literally down to the wire.
Anyone's game.
Anybody's game. Anybody can mathematically win this game still.
Even me?
Huh?
Even me in last place?
You could tie. Even you, Gio. Possible.
You could play Giant Killer.
And I'll tell you, you're going to want to win this game. Because you would get to take home Girl Wars, 12 strategies that will end female bullying by Dr. Della Sega and Dr. Nixon. It reminds us that while girls can be each other's biggest critics, they can also be each other's strongest allies. Through understanding and guidance, ending girl bullying isn't just possible, it's the first step towards raising a generation of women who lift one another up instead of tearing each other down.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
How beautiful. One more story. You guys ready for the final story? Come on, folks.
Final story.
Alex, story number 8.
Wow.
Story number 8. My girlfriend went through my phone while at Friendsgiving.
Oh, my God.
And ended up chasing me out of her friend's house.
I mean, Lewis.
I mean.
Or me.
Yeah.
Or... I don't know. Definitely me and Lewis. Yeah. Is it me and Lewis?
Never been chased out of a house, but I mean, every relationship I've ever had has ended with a girlfriend going through my phone.
Chased out of a house is her friend's house? Fuck.
See, I would, if anyone said, you want to come to Friendsgiving, that's when they'd stop being my friend.
Yeah. I never had a Friendsgiving, and that does make
that
me think it's not Lewis.
G-A-Y.
What is a Friendsgiving? Just friends at Thanksgiving?
It's where a bunch of dudes get in a room and they start sucking each other off.
That makes sense.
Giannis just acted like he didn't know what Friendsgiving was.
Yeah. It's the turducken of friendship.
Wait, this story shouldn't even count because it's supposed to be about Thanksgiving, not Friendsgiving.
Oh, now it's Gio.
Fuck. Maybe it's Gio.
Could it be Gio playing a smart fucking
Yeah, how old
move
are you?
Right
no, you're 39?
Yeah, I don't do that gay shit. And I would never run from a bitch. That's not in my DNA.
Oh, he did
Ew.
It.
Gio. Nope. You never dated no crazy ass white bitch.
That's all I dated, but I would never run from them.
This is Louis or Giannis.
Now I'm angry for a different reason.
Yeah, but no, you're not really dating a crazy chick, right? Like, you're always normal chicks.
I've been married since the word Friendsgiving was invented. I hate that word.
It's an awful word.
I say humbug.
This could be Lewis, but I don't see. I mean, Lewis would go to a Friendsgiving, but
if there was the prospect of pussy, he'd go to Friends. Watch
Friends. This feels Giannis to me.
Did you go early because it's you?
Maybe.
Possible.
I did.
Yeah.
Have I ever done a Friendsgiving?
What did you find on your phone?
Yeah, Jay's only lived in Philly and New York, so he goes home for Thanksgiving every year.
Not every year, but I do shows out there now, so I've been going out there for a bunch. But I will tell you this. Girlfriend went through my phone one time, very on record. Turned everything in my life upside down, actually. But that was the only time ever. It's never happened again, because that's what's at the other end of my wallet chain.
But
he keeps his phone chained to him at all times.
Unless you my call every meal Friendsgiving.
You want to read it? You want to read my phone? You're going to wake me up.
Jay's the only one on record to have admitted he was at a Friendsgiving with Bobby Kelly, Jim Norton.
No, that was Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving. But that was Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving.
But it was Friends.
Yeah.
Friendsgiving is a different day where they do.
No, you can do a Friendsgiving.
You can do a Friendsgiving.
That's not what Friendsgiving is. By definition, it's a different day.
You sure know a lot about
Friendsgiving. Yeah, you know a lot about Friendsgiving. You know a lot about Friendsgiving.
That's very interesting.
Sure.
You know a lot about Friendsgiving, my friend.
Last time it was Jay.
Trying to send it over this way. I already voted for
Giannis.
Did
he vote super fast?
He did.
Yeah.
I voted immediately.
Is that his tell?
Yep.
Yep.
Jay votes so quick when it's his story.
Vote for Jay.
It could be Fenoya trying to do a little bit of throwing on to Big J right now. Fenoya, you got Friendsgiving energy, brother.
Nah, bro, I'm not. You think you know me, but you have no idea.
Oh, the diary
True
of Mike.
Story.
The diary of Mike Fenoya.
My last Friendsgiving, somebody ate peanut butter with their fingers, and I was like, no.
Yeah, because you're going to give me Wades?
You're going to give me Hades. He blew a snot rocket.
I voted Giannis quickly because this feels like this is a very white thing. I do.
Mike, but Giannis never, has some
Mike,
flavor.
Mike
Giannis
never really
was a
had
winger.
A girl. I would know Mike if Mike had a girl going through his phone story.
Yeah, no.
Lewis, I would feel like I would know this too, but I could be wrong. This could be Lewis, but Lewis doesn't seem like a Friendsgiving guy where he's going with a girlfriend that. But maybe if a girl wants, if it's a new relationship and a girl wants him to go to Friendsgiving, he'll go. So this could be Lewis. My first instinct was Giannis, and I hate fighting my instincts, so I went with it.
You hate fighting your instincts, so you wear nail polish and thread your eyebrows?
I hate fighting my instincts. And this looks way better wrapped around wiener than just fucking dude nails.
Serafina, put some clothes on. Jesus Christ.
Serafina, for the love of God, can you put some clothes on? Serafina, for Christ's sakes.
It's Giannis or Lewis. It's definitely not me. I think when I started dating my wife, I had a BlackBerry.
Okay.
So my girlfriend going through my phone isn't even a thing. Please don't vote for me. It's a waste of a vote.
But that a young Thanksgiving would be, according to Jay, that would be a Friendsgiving, right? Like after you with your family, you're like, let's go meet up at the mall or whatever, have a Friendsgiving.
Well, not
the mall.
It's a dinner thing. Giannis, you're trying to throw people off. Look at this stupid smirk.
How old is your lady?
I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Pointing that thing.
I don't want anybody else to vote for Giannis.
If that was
so
a play just now, he's like, let's go on.
Could happen at the mall, right? It could be a mall Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Just be at the mall for Friendsgiving? That's not even.
It could happen anywhere.
He's acting like he doesn't even know what the concept is.
I've never heard of it.
What's Friendsgiving? Is that like you guys go to see a movie? Is Friendsgiving, is that like a car? Is that like a car rally?
Oh, fuck.
How old is it?
Is that where we show up, we put all of our names in a bucket, and then we pull out a name, we give that person a gift?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Is that Secret Friends, miss?
Oh, fuck, dude.
How old is your wife? How old is your wife?
That's not for you to know.
All right.
73 years old. Mike's a gold digger.
Yeah.
He's hanging in there until she dies.
Let's say she's still alive.
All right, can't
I'm going with my vote. Giannis Pappas.
Yeah,
that was
Giannis.
A strange moment that he had there just now.
Yeah, it's
I think he's playing the game right now. He's got a sneaky look on his face.
I should have made such a to-do about it. Ah, fuck me.
What did Mike vote?
Mike voted for you. Everyone voted for you.
Giannis.
I should have gotten more points because I voted
So here's the deal. Since their votes are in, it's not fucking me. So it's one of you fucks. It's one of you fucks. I'm trying to win this game, so I'm playing
dirty. I believe him right
now. I'm fucking playing dirty. That was all an act, baby. I got all four of you fucks. I got you right where I want you. I got you right where I want you. I got you all right where I fucking want you. Because I'm winning this fucking game.
Can he win?
I played 5 times, and if I don't come out of here a victor, I'm fucking leaving like
Alex.
Wally in fucking Wally World in vacation.
Alex, mathematically, what's Giannis' points at right now? Wait, give me the point spread right now, because can Giannis win this right now?
Yes.
Yes.
He's got 9 points.
Yes. I'm in a position. It is not me. So let's figure out which one of you fucks this is.
But if he guesses correctly, he still can't
it's
win.
Not, it's not Giannis.
He can't win.
He can't win.
Yeah, why didn't I win?
Yeah!
I can't win.
Wally World. Roy even Wally.
If it's you, everyone voted for you already. Yeah. And if it's not you, you'll get 4 points, and you won't catch up to Lewis.
But what if I guess it right?
If you guess it right, you'll get 4 points. You won't catch up to Lewis.
Giannis, it was me.
Can I ruin anyone else's victory?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's ruin somebody's... Let's be a spoiler here. Big J. Oakerson, his tell is he always votes early when it's him. This is Big J. Oakerson.
Oh, my God. He's just giving somebody else more points.
It's Big J. Oakerson.
I don't think you should... I don't think it is. I want to help you get second place. I don't think it's Jay.
You don't think it is?
I don't think it is. I genuinely don't think it is. I think it's
yo,
Lewis.
It ain't me. I also think if it's not you, which
it's not clear, me.
I don't think it's Giannis at this point.
Yeah, it's not me.
It's then I believe Lewis is the next.
Yeah, I do
choice.
Too.
Lewis could be talked into a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, it sounds,
for a chick.
You want to go to
sure.
Friendsgiving? Yeah. Can you hear that?
It's I mean, it's not. It doesn't matter.
It's Lewis.
You think it's Lewis?
I do. I genuinely do. It's not Jay.
Could be Mike.
It's 1,000,000% not me. I promise you, dude.
Oh, good.
It's not Gio.
You promised you would never stop having sex with me until
I come. The only reason we're playing this game and even doing this at this point is just simply to manipulate you. There's no upside in it for you. There's no downside in it for me. I just want to hurt your feelings. As a friend.
It's 50-50 right here. It's one of you two guys. These two guys are canceled out. I know for a fact. I want to get this right.
I think it's Big J at this
it's
point.
It's one of you two guys.
I think it's Big J.
That's him then for sure.
Friendsgiving.
Let me see the story again.
Friendsgiving.
Here's Big J. Look at Big J.
Now I'm thinking it's Jay.
I don't think Lewis would remember.
My girlfriend went through my...
No. Lewis would remember.
Phone at Friendsgiving, it says? And ended up...
No, it could be. It might be Fenoya. Actually.
It's not Fenoya. It's not Fenoya.
No, it's absolutely.
I don't recall a story of Mike being chased out of a friend's house.
I would have told you that. I don't have a lot of good stories.
Yeah. And the word Friendsgiving, you wouldn't remember what it was called. You wouldn't be like, I was a Friendsgiving.
No, he would. No, no. Yeah. Lewis assimilates big when he wants in. He sees a white family that has a little bit of capital. He'll make Friendsgiving work.
This could be
he
Gio.
Brings both political signs.
This could be Gio getting fresh out of jail, hooking up with some fat white pig who just had a bunch of shit going on, and then she got pissed off at him because he was using her for cash.
I don't have friends or girlfriends, so this
Bro.
Is not me.
But you have fucked the big fat girl with a mustache for
Giannis
commissary.
Giannis Pappas putting his vote in.
Yeah!
So, Big J. Oakerson is the final vote. All of our answers are in, Alex. Whose story was story number 8?
All right, everybody. Story number 8 belongs to...
It was Gio.
Gio Perez.
And all I had to do was keep my fucking mouth shut. But Gio just said nothing, and he just got a perfect full score. Gio, very smart to use the term Friendsgiving. Nobody saw a Puerto Rican doing that. I'm Dominican, but...
Who is this? Who?
Y'all call me Puerto
tomato,
Rican
tomato.
Show. I did not want to correct
show
you guys.
He's been calling you that. Yeah. The rest of us just accepted it.
Who was this chick? Tell us the story. So I was dating this crazy Italian bitch, and...
Easy.
That's all there is in Long Island. I don't have a choice.
Sure.
And she went through my phone because I was on the road for like 2 weeks right before that. So she suspected something. So she waited for me to go to the bathroom.
Question.
When I came
was
back.
She right?
Not really. Not 100%. She just got mad because a girl sent me a reel and I reacted to it. And what the reel was kind of pissed her off.
Kids.
It was you sucking her pussy. Yeah. No, it was like
old,
a girl.
You sucking her pussy.
No, it was like a girl. She was just like showing. It just said the caption was like "pussy game like," and she squatted over like a kettlebell.
Oh, hey.
And then she made it look like she picked it up with her pussy.
Damn.
Note to self, go to a Friendsgiving.
Good Friendsgiving.
So when I came out the bathroom, she asked me the girl's name. And then I walked out to avoid the fight. And then she just chased me and ended up trying to run me off the road. Followed me to my house, made calls a scene, keyed my car, tried to break all my windows.
Woke up your abuela.
Yeah.
Your abuela.
Yeah. And then we stayed together for like 6 months after that.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
It's a Friendsgiving miracle.
Yeah. I think I know what happened here, but Alex, run them scores down. Our final scores? Question mark?
All right. In last place with 9 points, Giannis Pappas.
Every show. It's every show. This is like 5 times in a row that I'm last place.
Well, you made a big mark, though. You leave a big mark.
And you almost guessed me the last one.
I mean, twice. Fenoya messed me up once. Yeah.
Tied for third place with 12 points each, Big J Oakerson and Mike Fenoya.
It's an honor.
I tasted it. I was right there for a minute.
It's an honor.
And tied for the lead with 15 points each, Luis J. Gomez and Gio Perez.
It's a Puerto Rican showdown.
Knife off. Finally.
Two Puerto Ricans. One's not Puerto Rican. What will happen?
Yeah.
Everyone out to the street for a knife off.
The way it works when there is a tie, we go to our one final tiebreaker round. One round is just me versus you. They're going to pull up one story. It's going to be one of these three guys' stories. So it's going to be a Giannis story, a Fenoya story, or a Big J story. But before they pull that story up, you or I have to wager between 0 and 15 points. You can wager up to the amount of points that you have.
Don't say it.
Don't say it. You're right on the back of your board.
Right on the back of your board.
You don't show anybody.
This is incredible. This is better than winning.
Ooh.
The loser gets their...
Who's in last place and what's their score?
The loser gets their credit score shown to the audience.
Between 0 and 15 points, Gio. If you get it right, you get that many points added to your score. If you get it wrong, that's taken away.
And now, our final story, the tiebreaker. Story number 9.
Story number 9. When I was a kid, my grandmother had a stroke at the Thanksgiving table. I saw the whole thing, and it really freaked me out.
That seems like a Giannis. That's a good Greek story.
Let's see here.
You think it was me?
No.
Pointed at me.
No, I don't think it's
my
you.
My grandmother died 2 years ago. She was in perfect health until then.
Oh, mom.
Yeah, but didn't say she died. Yeah, she had a stroke.
You could survive
at Thanksgiving
a stroke.
Table?
Yeah.
She was the last.
Maybe your grandma talks like Heath Robinson.
Oh, what up, player? Come give my mom a kiss.
Pass the gravy.
This corn stinks.
God damn it. Your fucking corn stinks.
Could it be Giannis? Could it be Giannis?
I feel like it's Giannis. His
my big fat Greek Thanksgiving.
When he was a kid. Absolutely. She had big flappy arms and made a great fucking that chicken lemon soup.
My mother had me when she was 43 years old. So
holy Christ.
Was my grandmother around? Was she not? You do the math.
I mean, probably she was probably old enough to have a stroke at the Thanksgiving table when you were a kid. Yeah. When I was a kid, my grandmother was 51.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my mom was a slut. Went knees behind the ears from a pops when she was 19.
Buddy, I think when I was a kid, I think my grandmother was like 41.
Yeah, no shit, man.
My mom was a slut.
I know. I know these sound like Puerto Rican stories, but...
Yeah, my grandmother was 35, so she couldn't have had a stroke.
Well, it's remember, she's got one of our herself. Stories.
My grandmother was literally, when I was born, my grandmother was 36 years old.
Yeah.
No, 35. Fucking 35 shit. Years old.
And how was she already a great-grandmother?
She was 15 when she had my mom. My mom was 20 when she had me.
It's a common thread with comics.
God. How old was she when she killed her first fucking person?
Come on, dude.
It's initiation.
I feel like this is a dark story. Giannis has a little bit of darkness to him. This is why he dresses up as a woman and an old Greek guy, and he has all these multiple personalities.
Yeah. Oh, is it Mrs. Panos?
The darkness of Mr. Panos.
I'm getting Giannis Papas vibes. This is going to be my vote. I'm putting it in.
I don't think he'd freak
for
out.
For the win. For
Giannis, this is why you pour all of that anger and inner turmoil into Mauricio.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah, no.
Gio Perez votes for Big J Okerson. Two different answers.
Ooh.
I just told you my grandmother died 2 years ago. She was fine.
Dude, this was definitely Mike Fenoya. You guys fucked up.
Oh, no, it's Fenoya.
You fucked up. We're going to have to do another round.
My grandmother's still alive.
No, well, it depends on how many points.
Yeah. Alex.
Story number 9 belongs to Mike Fenoya.
Wow.
I knew it, dude.
And it would freak any kid out, dude.
Yeah.
I was 9. My grandmother sat across from me, and she went like this, and part of her went dead, and her arm went down, and I was like, and I pointed, and they got her and brought her to the hospital.
You were like fucking Abin Gazo.
I go, bad thing. Bad one word. And then, yeah, it was her last Thanksgiving. And it really freaked me out. I saw the whole thing.
Wow.
All right.
Well, did you still finish your meal? You did.
Yeah.
Yep. I was like, I'll be there in one sec.
He got startled and poured gravy on a top.
I grabbed a pie and jumped in the ambulance.
We were both wrong. I wagered all 15 of my points. So Gio. I went down to 0. Gio.
First time.
8 points.
Oh, yay. Oh. Congratulations, bro.
That means...
Wait. Yeah. Hold on. I got to ask. So now I can say double points? Oh!
Oh!
Fuck yeah.
Gio Perez, you are the newest story warrior. Welcome to the archives, my man. It's so good to have you. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. How about our amazing panel, the great Giannis Papas? The great Mike Fenoya. Your newest story warrior, Gio Perez. I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Luis J. Gomez.
And we'll catch you guys next time on Story Wars. Thank you so much. Good night.